Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak to everyone. Just a few announcements, inshallah, before we start the khutbah. Thank you for following safety measures and guidelines, but please continue to use your own judgment and exercise caution as necessary, especially since there's a lot of cases of COVID cases increasing. And of course, be mindful of the the curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., inshallah. Here are some details about upcoming classes and programs at ISOC/virtual. Every Sunday from 12 to 1 p.m., Dr. Siddiqui has his tafsir class. He is currently discussing Surah Al-Imran. The Zoom link is the same each week. You can find that in the newsletter. This evening from 6 to 8 p.m., MYG will be meeting online for a Thanksgiving. Check the MYG's Instagram or the newsletter for more information, inshallah. Also, towards the end of December, Reviving the Islamic Spirit Convention will be completely online this year. And it's going to be from December 26th and the 27th. And this will feature many U.S. and many international speakers. For complete program details, please visit risconvention.com. And also, please make sure to wear your mask over your mouth and your nose and make sure it doesn't come off during the whole process of the khutbah. And so let's take a little extra help and be safe and make sure we're all good, inshallah. Once the prayer is over, please leave one row at a time. Be mindful of social distancing and use the back parking lot to exit. And also, if you've noticed that all these tarps are taken off because they were damaged by the wind last night, so if you guys do want to donate and help replace these tarps, please go to give.isocmasjid.org. to donate, or you can drop off some money in the donation boxes. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد, we start as we always do, first and foremost by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him, we show Him our utmost gratitude and appreciation. We declare Allah's absolute divine perfection and oneness. We ask Allah for the things in our life, whether it's for food or money or clothes or family or education or health. And we ask and hope that Allah will provide us with these things. We specifically ask Allah for forgiveness because we are human beings. We're going to make mistakes. None of us is perfect. We're going to slip up. We're going to do something wrong. Whenever we do, we come back and we say, Astaghfirullah, oh Allah, I'm sorry. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And we believe in Allah. We put our utmost trust in Allah. We know that He is the perfect, that He is one. And on this beautiful day of Friday, we gather together, we congregate to remember Allah, to worship Allah, and to bear witness and testify that there is absolutely nothing worthy of our worship, of our devotion, except for the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know Allah to be the most wise and to be the most merciful. And He put us on this planet with a reason and a purpose. And He didn't just say, here's this book, go read this book and figure out how to live your life. Rather, with every commandment that He gave and every prohibition that He set, He gave us an example and a role model to live according to this book. And that example is none other than our beloved Prophet and Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah to bless and protect, honor and compliment him, his family and followers, and everyone that follows their way until the end of time. Allah, he repeatedly tells us in the Quran that believers, those of you that say you have iman and faith inside of your heart, prove it. Have the taqwa of Allah. Put a shield between you and the punishment of Allah. When Allah tells us to do something, we go and we do it. When Allah tells us to stay away, we stay away from it. We do that the way Allah deserves, and we don't breathe our last breath except in submission to Allah. Allah, he again says, believers, those of you that have iman, you say, I'm a Muslim, you say, I'm a mu'min. Again, have the taqwa of Allah. Put a shield between you and the fire of hell. When the prohibitions of Allah come, we stay away. When the commands come, then we follow them. And speak truthfully. Whoever has the taqwa of Allah and they speak truthfully, Allah will fix all of their actions and Allah will forgive them. Whoever then obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam will have the true victory in this life and in the life to come. As believers, as people that believe in Allah, our worldview, our morality is based on what Allah has taught to us, what Allah has given us as a standard of good and bad. And we want to do what makes Allah happy, and we want to stay away from those things that make Allah unhappy. From those things that are clearly obvious about what makes Allah unhappy is things like oppression and dhulm, qatl and murder, and stealing and robbing. And so during this time of year, there's this awkward big elephant in the room of how do we talk about and deal with, yes, there's an aspect of Thanksgiving, but that also comes hand in hand with mass genocide of Native Americans. And so as Muslims, we should be very clear that this fantasy story that's told of the pilgrims and the Native Americans coming together and they share a meal and it's all love and happiness, that's not what happened. There's many accounts of burning down and killing massive villages of people. Men, women, and children, so much so that today, over 95% of all of those people that were living on this land are now gone. Through oppressive murder and so many bad and evil things. Right, the day comes from one of the mayors of the colonies in the late 1700s who said, this is a day of Thanksgiving where we eliminated 700 men, women, and children. That is not something that us as Muslims should look up to or commemorate or celebrate. Eating seasonal food is one thing. Eating seasonal food is one thing. Taking time that you're given off by your employer is one thing. But we do not celebrate and commemorate these atrocities and these evil things. So we need to distinguish and differentiate these things. But in this time, because these ideas are put in our face and we're told about this over and over again, then we need to understand, what is the real meaning of gratitude? Because how can you have a day of gratitude followed by a day of absolute unending materialism? And so these are things that we need to fix, rectify, and see. How does Allah want us to be grateful and thankful? How does Allah want us to live and look at this life that He's given us? And so when it comes to hamd and shukr of Allah, right? The Quran, it begins with what? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And so what makes up this hamd and shukr, this gratitude and appreciation of Allah? We can boil it down to four things and four levels. Number one is mere lip service. Alhamdulillah, thank you, I appreciate that. First thing, very simple, we all know how to do that. Number two is that we actually are content with the gift that we've been given. Whatever blessing that we have, we are content with it and we appreciate it in our heart. Number three is that we actually have an attachment and a love and a bond between us as the giftee and the giver. And number four, the most important, is that we use the blessing in a way that makes the giver happy. We use the blessing in a way that makes the giver happy. Let's look at a very brief example that we can all understand. If you have a parent who gives a child a phone, the basic thing the child can do is say, "What? Thank you, mom and dad. I appreciate it. You know, thank you for it." Right? And that's one level. But if the child breaks the phone in a day for being careless, if the child never responds to the phone calls of their parents, if the child, you know, does inappropriate things on their phone, are they being grateful for the thing that they've been given? No. What if the child says, thank you, mom and dad, but you got me the iPhone 12, I wanted the iPhone Pro Max. Or you got me a car in this color, but I wanted it in that color. Is that being grateful? That's not being grateful. And so a part of being grateful is loving and appreciating the thing that we have the way that it is. And number three, this love and bond between the giver and the giftee. That, hey, my parents gave me something. I want to love and appreciate them even more. They gave me this. They spent their money. They thought of giving me this. These are my parents. I should love them more. I should appreciate them more. I should care for them more. But then the most important thing, if they did all of these three, but when their parents called and said, where are you? Can you come home? Or we're eating dinner at the table and you're on your phone the whole time. That's not what they want you to do with the phone. They gave you the phone so that you can contact them and call them, or that when you're with them, you're not on your phone the whole time. And so these four things comprise how we show gratitude and appreciation. And we see this from the words of Luqman alayhi salam, where he says, هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. This is a blessing, is a ni'mah, is a fadl, is a virtue from Allah to test me. Am I going to be grateful with it, or am I going to be ungrateful? Am I going to use it in a way that Allah wants me to, or am I going to waste it and use it in a way that Allah does not want me to? So Allah has given us blessing after blessing after blessing. If it's the blessing of life, then we should believe in Allah for giving us life. If it's the blessing of eyesight or our limbs or our money or food or family, using all of these things in a manner that makes Allah happy. Right? Allah, if Allah has given us money, that doesn't mean every single cent needs to go to the masjid or the poor and needy. Rather, look at it in this lens. Am I doing anything wrong with the blessing? Allah has given you money. You spend it in good. You spend it on your family. You enjoy your money with it. Just don't use that money for things that are wrong and inappropriate. Allah has given you eyes. Does that mean we're supposed to be looking at a mushaf and the Kaaba 24/7? No. Look at good things, but make sure you do not look at evil, inappropriate, wrong things. That is how you show gratitude. Every second you're not using your eyes in something wrong and inappropriate, you're being grateful. You're being grateful. You're doing shukr of the ni'mah, of the blessing that you have. And so utilize these things in a manner that makes Allah happy. And so whenever we get a blessing, we should ask ourselves, am I using this in a way that makes Allah happy? How can I use this to make Allah happy? And then there's other people in our lives. It's not just Allah. And we shouldn't think that hamd and shukr belong only to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Man lam yashkur al-nas lam yashkur Allah." Whoever doesn't show gratitude and appreciation to people has not shown gratitude and appreciation to Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ, his name is Muhammad, meaning the most praised, so we can do hamd of people as well. And so when it comes to the Prophet ﷺ, we look at the effort he did in allowing the message to reach us, that we are Muslim today because of his efforts. He made dua for us, he preached for us, his shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment. So how do we show gratitude for that? We respect, love, and honor the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We follow in his footsteps. We say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. May Allah bless and protect him. Our parents, how much have our parents done for us? The love, the care, the money, the time. So we ask, how do I repay, show gratitude to my parents? We do birrul walidain. We show them the utmost love, respect, and obedience. We take care of them. We make dua for them. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, show them the same loving mercy and care that they gave to me when I was a child. And so we use the blessings that we have in a way that makes the giver happy. That is the best thing you can do. If you were to give someone a gift, and they say, wow, thank you so much. They post it on Facebook. And then you ask them, hey, when did you use it? Oh, no, I didn't really use it yet. You're going to be like, dude, I gave you that for a reason. Why aren't you using it? Do you not like it? And then you start to think, should I give them something else? Was this not the best gift? But if you see that they're using it, they're appreciating it. It's like, hey, I made this with this today. I used that today. You're going to feel, I gave a good gift. They appreciate what I gave them. And one of the defining hallmarks of how shukr is different with Allah than everyone else is this powerful ayah in Surah Ibrahim, where Allah says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That your Lord and Master has proclaimed, He's announced, if you show gratitude and are appreciative, I will increase you and give you more. But if you are ungrateful, then know that my punishment is severe. This is a completely one-sided relationship. Oh Allah, thank you. And Allah will say, here's more. Oh Allah, I appreciate you giving me this gift. Here's more. All we have to do is keep saying thank you and using the blessing in the way Allah wants. And Allah will keep giving and keep giving and keep giving with more barakah and more barakah and more barakah. It's a one-sided thing. You just keep pushing the thank you button and Allah keeps giving and it keeps giving and it keeps giving. Right? This is completely one-sided. Because Allah doesn't even need our shukr. He just wants us to do it for ourselves. Where Allah says about Luqman, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. We gave Luqman, the wise, wisdom. We gave him wisdom and insight to do what? To be grateful and thankful to Allah. Whoever does shukr, they have done it for themselves. All of the benefits of shukr come back to you. But whoever is ungrateful, Allah doesn't need it. Allah makes the rules and He does what He wants with the rules. And so, how does every bit of shukr now come back to us? How is it for ourselves? Allah, He tells, if you are grateful, I will give you more. I will give you more. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us things, and this is a way that we can show our true appreciation at an everyday simple level. He tells us in Narrated in Tirmidhi that man akala ta'aman فَقَالَ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَنِي هَذَا وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That whoever eats a meal, whoever eats food, and they say, all praise and thanks belongs to the one that fed me this food and provided it to me without any effort or ability from myself, what happens? All of their past sins are forgiven. Every single time you eat and you thank Allah for that food, all of your past sins are forgiven. How is this not a one-sided, complete win-win scenario? For doing what? Thanking Allah for food. Allah will give you more if you thank Him. Allah will forgive you if you thank Him. And then even more on top of that, to seal the deal, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ إِذَا أَكَلَ الْأَكْلَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا أَوْ يَشْرَبَ الشَّرْبَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهِ. That Allah is happy. The rida, the pleasure, the contentment of Allah is with a servant that when they eat a bite, they thank Allah for it. When they take a sip, they are thankful. They thank Allah for it. If you want more, thank Allah. You want forgiveness? Thank Allah. You want Allah to be happy with you? Thank Allah. This is the most simplest, basic formula that we can think of as people. Just make that effort. Allah wants to see you try to do something to show that you recognize who is the giver and who is the receiver. That He is Al-Mun'im, the giver of gifts, blessings, and luxuries, and we are the ones receiving, and we should be grateful and thankful. Because if Allah takes one thing away, will we ever be able to repay it? Will we ever be able to make up for it? Just think of one blessing that we have in our life. Can we ever do enough worship, dhikr, sadaqah, prayer to make up for even the smallest thing? And that's why just one linguistic point to end on. When we look at the ayah that I mentioned, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah, He says, if you are grateful, I will increase you. I will give you more. I will put more barakah. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. But if you are ungrateful, does Allah say, I will punish you? No. He says, just know, put it there at the side, FYI, my punishment can be severe. My punishment can be terrifying. You are grateful, I will give you. Done, done, deal. You do it, I do it. But if you are ungrateful, just know, Don't make sure you don't cross that line, because you know what can happen. What kind of a relationship is this? The giver that gives us every single thing and has prepared luxuries and beauties and amazing things for us in the hereafter that we can't even imagine. So we ask Allah to make us from those people that are truly grateful, that are truly appreciative, that thank Allah not only with our tongues, but by using every single blessing that we have in a way that makes Allah happy. And that Allah is pleased with us for doing so. That Allah gives us more for doing so. And that Allah forgives us for doing so. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه فإنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Allah and his angels bless and protect the prophet. So O you who believe, ask Allah to bless and protect the prophet. We ask Allah to bless, protect, honor and compliment our beloved prophet, our messenger, our teacher, our role model, Muhammad Rasulullah, his family, friends and companions, and everyone that follows the way until the end of time. One last little point I want to mention, just about the way Allah speaks in the Quran and the perfection of Allah's speech. Surah Al-Fatiha, it starts with Alhamdulillah. But at the beginning of every khutbah, we hear a slightly different phrase, Inna Alhamdulillah. So just what little grammatical thing is the difference here, and how, what is the reason why Allah did that? When we say inna at the beginning, when we say inna alhamdulillah, it does two things. It adds emphasis to what we're saying. So then if we're going to think, if it adds emphasis, why didn't Allah start off with Surah Al-Fatiha with more emphasis? Inna alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, isn't that more emphasis? But then there's another thing that it does. It makes it strictly informational. It makes it strictly informational, not emotional. So when we say inna alhamdulillah at the beginning of the khutbah, what does it mean? Yes, as a matter of fact, every bit of praise belongs to Allah, no doubt about it. It does not mean I myself with my whole heart am doing hamd of Allah. But when Allah starts off the beginning of revelation, the beginning of our guidance for the rest of humanity, Allah says alhamdulillah. So it can be both information and emotional. So when we start off every single salah, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We recognize every blessing comes from Allah. All the praise belongs to Allah. Information, factually, all praise belongs to Allah. And then emotional. From my own heart, Allah. From my own body, my own mind. I am so grateful and appreciative of every blessing that you've given me. And so whenever we say Alhamdulillah, at the start of every single prayer, put these two and two together. Allah, regardless, even if I'm blind to every single blessing of yours, all the praise and thanks still belongs to you. But Allah, I do see it, and in my heart, I am grateful and appreciative of every single blessing that you have. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, we ask you for the absolute best in this life and the absolute best in the hereafter, and to protect us from the punishment of the Day of Judgment, and to enter us into your gardens of Jannah alongside your Prophet and Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana, Allahumma baddil sayyi'atina kullaha hasanat. O Allah, we ask you to forgive us, forgive all of our mistakes, forgive the mistakes of our parents and their parents and our children and their children and all of the believing men and women until the end of time. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Oh Allah, make our spouses and children the coolness of our eyes and the joy of our faces, and make us from the leaders of the believing men and women. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, allow us to help you remember you and to worship you and to do that in the most proper and best way. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والجبن والبخل وغلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. Oh Allah, we ask you to save us and protect us and shield us from anxiety and depression and poverty and laziness and from being overcome by debt and by people. We ask you to suffice for us and to fulfill our needs for us. اللهم ارزقنا رزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا. Oh Allah, provide us with pure provisions that will make us grateful to you. اللهم اجعل آخر كلماتنا لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله وثبتنا عند سؤال الملكين. Oh Allah, we ask you to make our last statement لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, and to allow us to say these statements when we're met by the angels in the grave. And oh Allah, we ask you for shifa for brother Abid Siddiqui and Zahida Farooq and Huma Khalid and Sajid Siddiqui and Rafi Abid and Hiba Javid and Huma Abid and Rimsha Farooq, Ishal Siddiqui and Barira Abid. And oh Allah, we ask you for forgiveness and for maghfirah and for rahmah and for expanded graves and for places in paradise for Khurshid Begum and Humayun Omar Dada, Lahori Larbi, Hassan Khalil and Aslam Chaudhry. Oh Allah, we ask you for your forgiveness. We ask you for your rahmah. We ask you to be happy with us, pleased with us, that we show you our gratitude. We use every blessing in a way that makes you happy. You give us more, you forgive us, and you are pleased and content with us. Oh Allah, we ask you for true iman and for true faith and to be entered into your gardens of paradise alongside your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Aqimis salam.